Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're not really into a lot of big individual stats, but just the concept of 50,000 yards, it's a lot of passing. So, you know, it's quite an accomplishment. And, you know, Tom's been a great player for us for a long time. And so it's good to be able to recognize that. But more importantly, the win, you know, it's more important for the team to play well. I know he feels that way. We all feel that way. So it's not really about the individual awards, it's about our team. Well, I think that we had some success early in the game, which we haven't had, and I think that had a lot to do with it. I mean, it's great to be emotional and energetic and excited when you're making plays, when you're gaining yards and taking the offense off the field and their offense off the field and scoring points, and it gets you excited. It should get you excited. Unfortunately, we haven't been doing a lot of that at the beginning of the games. We've been falling behind and playing from behind. And, you know, even the Minnesota game, I mean, we're down 7-0 and go 3-and-out on offense and, you know, had the interception that kind of got us back into the game to tie it up 7-7. But, I mean, you know, it's the same thing. So, sure, when things are going well and you're making plays, I think you are emotional and your team's excited, and they should be. When you're not, it's hard to get excited when you go 3-and-out, or hard to get excited when you give up an 80-yard touchdown drive. Absolutely. It absolutely did. And so, you know, I mean, we can set the tone on both sides of the ball, which we haven't done that defensively either. We've given up prior to last night. We've given up drives at the start of the half and the start of the game and the start of the second half. So we were much better in those areas last night, and that created some momentum and energy, as you said, positive energy during the game at the beginning of both halves. So, you know, that's great. We've been trying to do that, believe me. We just got it done last night, and it helped us a lot. Yeah, well, Tim's a very smart guy, and he has a very good background in the passing game from his receiver days back at Rutgers and last year down in Tampa, where he did similar things in a different offense, but similar type things where he was attached, detached, you know, at times in playing a second tight end position on the wing, on the line, off the line, so all those things. So, you know, Tim's a smart kid. He works hard. I think he picks things up very quickly. He doesn't make a lot of mental mistakes out there. I don't think that's the issue. It's just a timing and, you know, being on the same page with a quarterback, you know, knowing when to go in front of a linebacker, behind a linebacker, whether to cross a secondary, you know, a safety's face, whether to go behind him, how much time you have to set up that move versus how quickly you have to break the route off based on, you know, when the quarterback's looking to get rid of the ball and so forth. So there's a lot of, you know, timing, and I would say that's the hard part about playing receiver or tight end in the passing game, is just that time clock and communication with the quarterback that, you know, you're not looking at him as a receiver, you're looking at the defender, but in your mind there's a time clock that has to go off, and it's about being open when the quarterback's ready to throw the ball. That's what it comes down to. So